good morning, everyone. So here we are with a new day. Let's thank the Lord and praise the Lord sa isang pinagpalang bagong umaga, isang pinagpalang araw para sa ating lahat. Ayan, so ngiti naman tayo dyan. And for today, ang pag-uusapan natin, I hope it excites you and really motivates you. Ayan, with our class, because today we would be talking about the reliability of the Bible. So ano yung mga gagawin natin ngayon? Titignan natin, we will investigate the trustworthiness of the Bible. And then, titignan natin, ano ba yung mga benefits na pwede nating makuha, okay, mula sa salita ng Diyos upang mas magkaroon tayo ng magandang buhay Kristiyano na tinatawag. And of course, pag uusapan din natin ang kahalagahan, okay, ng salita ng Diyos and kung paano natin to maya-apply sa ating buhay and how we could really live our lives under the authority of God and His Word. We will learn to apply God's Word in all areas, in all the areas of our lives as a believer. According to Psalm 119:11 sa NIV, sinasabi doon, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. So that's one of the importance of the Word of God. So from our previous topics, we know that knowing God is the greatest experience a person can have. Natutunan din natin that He is the creator of the universe, not just the whole universe, but even the whole creation. Kasama tayo doon. Siya rin yung nagsisatisfy sa atin sa mga deepest longings ng mga puso natin. And of course, only through Him, through God, that we can live life to the fullest. Si God, He revealed Himself to us through the living Word. So this is through the person of Jesus Christ and His words, the Bible, His written Word. Yet, alam niyo yun, nakakasad kasi maraming tao pa rin ang nagda-doubt at nagka-question tungkol sa authority ng Bible. And mas marami na yon dito sa panahon natin ngayon in this generation. So alam niyo yun, as we have talked about the different set of worldviews that a person upholds. So ngayon, titignan natin yung evidences para sa reliability ng Bible. And of course, the benefits of knowing God's Word. And lastly, the need to apply God's Word to our lives. We'll also examine some of the importance of placing our lives under the authority of God and His Word. So, unahin natin yung reliability ng Bible, no? So, dito makikita natin, there are a lot of evidences that the Bible is reliable. Okay, so we have this. Okay, tignan natin. Pwede ba tayo, papagkakatiwalaan nga ba talaga natin? Okay, so from archaeology to astronomy, there are a lot of evidences from many fields. Ayan, different fields of sciences that points to the veracity of God's Word. So, yung Bible natin, and it is written in several genres and three languages by approximately 40 authors with different or various backgrounds, writing styles, and purposes. So, magkakaiba man yung author, magkakaiba sila ng style at ng purpose, yung Bible natin, nakaka-amaze siya kasi it is so consistent yung message niya. It's so consistent. There are 66 books in the Bible, which is the New Testament and the Old Testament, and yet its consistency from Genesis to Revelation is so consistent that it doesn't contradict itself. O, diba? Napaka ganda. It's just so awesome and amazing. So, makikita natin dito that the Bible is the written Word of God and it is divinely inspired and inerrant throughout its assertions. Ayan. And it's factually true in all the original orthographs. Those are bold claims. But how can we be so confident about it as a believer? Are you really confident about the Bible that you are holding right now? So may mga tao na kiniklaim nila na maraming error ang Bible and they were so against the scripture. Ayan, so sabihin nila according to science and historical matters and even the age of the earth, the origin of the man, and the evidence for the flood, yun, and other major events described in the Bible. So, we cannot use the scientific method para lang ma-prove natin whether certain conversations took place, such as God instructing Noah to build an ark, nor can we use it to demonstrate whether a historical event resulted in spiritual truth, so such as Jesus' death on the cross, paying for our sins. Ayan, though, okay, but while we cannot examine all these details or all the Bible's details by specific scientific or historical inquiry, pwede natin i-investigate, okay, the plenty evidences, okay, that corroborates biblical details and that talks about the reality of the biblical events that gone through before. Okay, so tignan natin evidence for biblical veracity. So we have six here. Number one is how archaeologists have worked. What did they find out? So archaeologists have located scores of buried cities located precisely where the Bible describes excavation. So mga naghuhukay, so yung mga archaeologists, they look for certain evidences. Ayan siya. So dito makita natin, there is an abundance of evidence daw ng mga nahukay nila. So ano yung mga nakita nila? For example, several seals, ayan, belonging to King Hezekiah ay nahukay nila. And in the past decade, ayan, may iba rin silang nahukay. It's just a 10 feet or 3 centimeters from a seal that may well have belonged to the prophet Isaiah. So one of the king's advisors. So consistent din siya with the biblical account. Ayan, ancient war records from Assyria. So ang details nito, makita natin from the Sennacherib's conquest of Judean cities. So ito na sa Old Testament itong mga ito, yung mga wars noon between Assyria, ayan, and then against the Judean. So makikita natin yon. And cryptically imply his unsuccessful siege of Jerusalem. So yung mga wars noon between these cities. So critics challenge the historicity of certain biblical accounts, but their arguments are often silenced by new finds. Kasi talagang yung mga question nila nasasagot through the archaeological findings of the archaeologists. Okay, number two, we have scientific evidence. So scientific evidence for the Genesis creation and the flood ay talagang makikita natin. Na-prove na siya. And then astronomical research, ayan, with the short period comets in the solar system. So ito, yung mga data na nakukuha nila is consistent with the biblical timeline. Ayan. And then, biblical flood account is corroborated by geological evidence around the globe. Okay, so we have this great unconformity. So it is caused by the initial rising of the floodwaters to cover the free flood land. And then it is found across every continent. It is a violent erosion of rock surfaces. So yan yung great unconformity na tinatawag natin. That's a geological evidence. So above this great unconformity, ano pa yung makikita natin? We find all the rapidly buried and preserved graveyards of megascopic fossilized animals and plants. So ito representing the destruction of all free flood animals and plants outside the ark. So it is described ayon in the biblical account. So makita tinyan sa Genesis. We find also some same rock layers spanning several continents, indicating that they were deposited on a global scale at the same time. So it's like meron siya sa Amerika, meron din siya dito sa Asia, mga deposited rocks, okay, rock layers na sabay-sabay silang na-deposit. So ito dahil dun sa great unconformity na tinatawag natin because of the flooding. And then another thing, from archaeologists to scientific evidences, astronomical, geological, we have also anthropological investigations. So dito naman, it talks about among the ancient cultures. So dito na-reveal hundreds of flood legends. Okay, so marami siyang details. So there are a lot of numbers of details na talagang makikita natin with the biblical record. So similar legends correspond with the Bible's account of man's creation and fall, and of the fall of Babel. And then another thing here, panglima natin, is the biological research. So ito makita naman natin sa field ng genetics. Okay, so diba, it's amazing that the kind of animals, one kind of animals, kunyari yung aso o yung pusa, hindi sila pwedeng matransform into another animal over time. Okay, kasi yung mechanism nila, ayan, hindi sila pwedeng mag-acquire ng bagong genetic information para mag-evolve into another kind. So, yung ganung klase, okay, ng pangyayari or this kind of observation na hindi siya pwedeng ma-change sa ibang klase ng hayop, ng mga hayop, di sila pwedeng mag-evolve, okay, it is produced within that kind of match. And sa Genesis 1, nung paulit-ulit na sinasabi ni God that God made the animals as distinct kinds to reproduce after their kind, after their own kind. So, yung mga ibon lang din yung mapuproduce nila, mareproduce nila, yung mga reptiles, they will just reproduce reptiles as well. So, diba, kita natin na it is the same with what the Bible says according to biological researches. Ayun, sa mga hayop. And then the paleontologist. Ayan, ito naman. So sila naman, among uncover nila, they uncovered dinosaurs. So dinosaur remains, guys. Ayan, they contain soft tissue and blood cells. So we can say that dinosaurs exist during those times which could not exist in fossils that are millions of years old. As evolutionists assume, as they assume, ng mga naniniwala sa evolution. But, itong mga findings na to, it is consistent with the biblical account of those bones being buried. Okay, they are being buried thousands of years ago during the flood. So, the flooding before, yun yung nakapagpawala sa kanila, yung mga dinosaurs. And then, so from our evidences, okay, evidences ng biblical veracity natin, it is as well, we can call this divinely inspired. So, anong ibig sabihin nun? Ang Bible, it is filled with unique proofs of being inspired by the Holy Spirit. So, maraming details ng prophecies ang naisulat noon centuries before the events they accurately describe doon sa Bible. Okay, sige, let's take the Old Testament for example. Nung sinabi ng Messiah, the Messiah Jesus was born of a virgin, sabi ni Prophet Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 7 verses 14, sinabi niya doon, he prophesied that the Messiah or Jesus Christ will be born of a virgin in Bethlehem. Okay, in Bethlehem, makita natin yun in Micah 5:2 as descendants of Abraham. And then he will be betrayed by a friend, na foreseen na rin yun, or na prophesied in Psalm 41:9. So, the very exact kung ilang piraso ng silver ang ipambabayad sa kanya nung nang binetray si Jesus, makikita natin sa Zechariah chapter 11 verse 13. For 30 pieces of silver that were used to purchase the father's field. Then, he was mocked and ridiculed, pierced in his hand and feet, and lots were cast for his clothing. We can see that in Psalm chapter 22 verse 7, verse 16 and 18. Daniel 9:26, Jesus died as a sacrifice for our sins and he was buried in rich man's tomb. Makikita natin yon kung saan siya nilibing through the prophet Isaiah chapter 53 verses 8 to 10. And then after a short time in the grave, he lived again. Yan, Psalm 16:10 and Isaiah 53:10. So we can see the prophecy, di ba? So from the Old Testament to New Testament. Totoo siya, it supports the claims of the New Testament as well. And then, the consistency of the facts, consistency of these stories in the Bible. So, hindi lang siya gawa-gawa na story. But it is as well, when you say prophecy, talaga nakita na mangyayari. Okay, and it is divinely inspired. So, yung central event natin na dinedescribe sa scripture, of course, this is the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Ayun, it has a strong historical support as an any event in ancient history. So, makikitaan yun. And of course, aside from it is divinely inspired, another thing is God cannot lie. So, lahat ng mga rason and many others that has been provided, lahat ng mga compelling evidences na ang Bible ay totoo, yun yung mga rason na yun. So, di ba? Makikita natin. However, even without these supporting evidences, all these tangible evidences that we have, kailangan paniwalaan pa rin natin. Okay, the Bible primarily. Bakit? Ba't kailangan ding maniwala? Okay, because it is the very Word of God. Capital WORD, the very Word of God. And, guys, remind you, it is very impossible for God to lie. Diba? Maglalay ba sa atin ang Panginoon? The Bible must be true in all that it affirms, lahat ng sinasabi niya. In fact, the Bible, and it is the Bible that reveals to us the proper grounding for knowledge. Ayun, so we've been talking about, can faith and knowledge, faith and learning, can they go along together? Of course. It is the proper grounding for our knowledge. God made us in His image with the ability to learn about Him and about this world. And unless we base our thinking on the truths revealed by God, we cannot prove anything at all. So, significantly, the Lord Jesus Christ, He treated the scripture as being authoritative. Tandaan niyo yan, it is full of authority, without error, stating that it cannot be broken. You can see that in John 10:35. And citing it frequently during His time, in Jesus' times, to correct those in error and respond to their questions. Makita natin yan with Matthew chapter 12, verses 1 to 8. Since He is the Son of God, we must follow His example. Through historical and scientific investigations, offer strong evidence of the Bible's authenticity and reliability. They cannot prove the Bible to be true to its entirety, but the Holy Spirit given to all believers. 2 Corinthians 5:5. Ito, it grants us the ability to recognize His Word, instilling in us a steadfast confidence that the Scriptures that God Himself inspired are true. Okay, so yan yung kwan natin. Bakit natin kailangan paniwalaan at bakit natin kailangan pagkatiwalaan? That's the reliability of the Bible.